former defensive player, how much is tight end still new to you and like you still have improvements to make as you kind of learn the position even more?
Throughout the whole process, I think it was something I learned. I was studying the tight ends as a defense player, and now that I'm a tight end, I'm studying the defense player. So it goes hand in hand. It helps itself out. And like you said, I'm still pretty new to the position. Obviously, Coach Kubiak's offense, we're learning some different things. But I definitely feel like I'm helping myself by having played both.
What's this week been like, and how, you know, meeting people, going through things you've probably never experienced, how sort of exhausting and challenging has it been?
I haven't felt really exhausted. I mean, you're up all day, but it's so new, it's so fresh. You know, being in this organization, being around these players, it's been a lot of fun. Getting to know, you know, Dennis and Owen. So I'm enjoying it. Football is football. You're going to play. You're going to enjoy it. So anytime I get to be around these guys, even though I'm new, I feel like it's a good setting. And like I said, we're going to continue to build.
When you made the position switch and went to tight end, did you ever think this would help me get to the NFL? I mean, did you always have the NFL aspirations? And did you think that the switch maybe could have helped you get into the NFL?
Going into college, I picked a school that utilized tight ends. And I knew that I had a defensive mind, but I was going to a school that's where I could potentially be. Coach Fairchild saw me that way. Coach McElwain luckily came in and saw me the same way. So he just keep me on offense. And I just try to build from that. Obviously, I've watched Dennis and OD for a long time. So Texas kid watching the Texans. So now he's here and I can actually be in the office with him, it's something special.
Now, would you describe what you do at tight end? Are you more of a pass catching guy? Are you more of a blocking guy? Are you an all around guy? How would you describe that?
For me, a tight end is a guy that could play any position on the field. He just happens to be a bigger body. So for me, I think of myself as a blocker with the ability to catch the ball. I think championships are still won running the ball and playing defense. So I'd much rather be considered a blocker that can catch than a receiver that can block.
Was that something they said that they liked about you? Just your blocking?
Yeah, definitely the blocking aspects. And like I said, I have that defense mindset, so I want to get in there and block somebody.
Crocker, when did you have an idea that they were interested in you? They did mention you a couple weeks before. Was that the first time, or did you have some contact with them before?
You know, the media is who talked to me before. I hadn't really been in contact with the staff. Obviously, we did some stuff at the combine, but there was three or four teams right in front of them in the third round that said they were going to take me, and they didn't. And then I was kind of – we're a lot of Green Bay Packer fans around where I'm from and a lot of family in Wisconsin. So when that didn't happen, I hear everybody yelling, and then I'm getting a phone call, and I said, well, I know the Ravens are next. So I knew that was probably it.
Who else was told you besides Green Bay?
The Eagles, but they're a little bit earlier, and then, you know, they went another way. So –
just how familiar are you with Gary Kubiak's system, being a Texas guy yourself? I mean, were you a Texans fan growing up?
I've always, like I said, I studied defenses, and he's an offensive guy. He caused a lot of problems for those defenses. So, obviously, I've been around his sons. They were at Colorado State when I was, and so I've been around them. They all have a tie with Coach Fairchild. That, you know, everybody came. Everything works in a system at this level, so I had a general idea. I knew he utilized the tight ends a lot. So I knew a little bit about him, but getting here, being around him, it's been an awesome experience.
And Michael talked about feeling like a freshman in college right now. You guys are just trying to get as comfortable as you can leading into actual mini camp with the veterans and all that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're definitely new to it, but you got to understand this is a professional game. You're not a freshman anymore. You're not 18 years old. You better man up and, you know, come to work. So it is that mentality that you need to know who to respect and, you know, who to watch. But at the same time, it is a business.
All right. Thank you. Thanks.